you're just joining us here on the radio, you are very welcome indeed. It's a special day today. I want to speak to Lieutenant Colonel Dan Harvey, who's available for a conversation. I feel I should be standing to salute you, Dan. Good morning.
It's retired now, and my saluting days are over, but the regard for the military and what the military stands for still stands.
Well, you're the author of several books, many of them about soldiering, and today is a very important day in, I suppose, our history. For those who aren't aware, and there'll be some younger people who hear the likes of D-Day referred to, and the special dates in relation to our history. Just put today in context, please.
I suppose the story of D-Day is enormous. And it was the dawn of the Second Front, enormous in its scale, magnificent in its execution, and majestic in its very being. It was a huge, gigantic war machine that hit the beaches at dawn on D-Day, a bloody dawn. And, you know, within this collective colossus, this vast, gargantuan air and sea armada were individuals. Irishmen amongst them, many young, new to battle, and certainly very scared. And they had to call upon unknown resources of personal courage when they dropped in the skies, in darkness, pre-HR, behind enemy lines, or rode in crouched low on landing craft on D-Day at dawn time. This was to assault Hitler's huge, well-prepared, gigantic Atlantic wall.
It must have been harrowing for those people who were, those soldiers who were setting off from the coast of England to land at Normandy. It must have been beyond belief, knowing that chances were very high that they were going to be killed the moment they hit the sand.
I'm sure they were all silently praying for a swift and safe exit down those ramps, that they would make it securely to the far side of the sand on the Normandy beaches. Many did, but unfortunately many didn't. And certainly by midnight on D-Day, even by midday on D-Day, many had paid the price for our freedom.
How important was it in terms of winning the war?
It was crucial. People often say that the war was won and lost in Stalingrad, that the Russian front, the first front, the Eastern Front, was the most important theatre of operations, and it was crucially important. But certainly, if D-Day, which we all take for granted now as success, hadn't been a success, then the war could have dragged on. And Hitler was hoping to stop it on the edge of the beach, and that was Rommel's tactic as well. And if he had managed to stall it, then maybe the Allies would have lost faith in themselves. Maybe Hitler's secret weapons development would have cost advanced greatly. Maybe he would have been able to stall the Russians and then come and use his entire might to fight the Allies. So there was huge uncertainty, and there was no guarantee that it was going to be a success. So it was fraught with fear, and it was fraught with uncertainty.
There was a major contribution from Irishmen north and south. Put that in context for me, please, Dan.
There's been a lot of work done lately on this by other historians, and they would reckon that from the island of Ireland, that about 120,000 alone joined the British Army. And so as many from the south as the north, maybe, funnily enough, slightly more. That's the 120,000 that people, certainly I can speak for the Southern Irish, that you can't put the word Irish and D-Day in the same sentence down here because people wouldn't accept it. But now I would like to think that people will, and that this book consolidates the knowledge that's been built up over the years, and I put it into one book. There's a fine collection of warriors between the covers, and some new names have been added to that. But for the first time, I suppose I have awoken the Southern Irish that Irishmen in their thousands from both sides of the border. Every county, religion, walk of life and corner of society in Ireland were present in D-Day.
And should Ireland be in some way embarrassed or ashamed that it remained neutral when you think about the sacrifice that those men from so many parts of the United Kingdom, Ireland and of course America, the sacrifice that they made that day for our freedom?
Well, what I would put it a different way. I would suggest to you, while there was no single individual Irish narrative, there was a narrative of Irish individuals. So whatever way it was, you look at it, there was a contribution, and that contribution was significant. And I believe that, neutrality aside, those men should be honoured, because it's on occasions like this, on anniversaries, that we perhaps elbow life a little bit out of the way, even for 2 minutes, and we might ponder on, you know, what was happening and what was it all about. And these men fought for our peace and freedom, which unfortunately many of us take for granted. And 75 years ago, they did that for us, that we may have peace and freedom today. And all those men should be honoured.
Well, quite rightly, they will be honoured today. That is certainly happening. If people do want to read the book by retired Lieutenant Colonel Dan Harvey, give us the full title, please, and the publisher.
It's A Bloody Dawn, The Irish at D-Day, and it's by Merrion Press.
Lovely stuff, Dan. Thank you for coming on to speak to us this morning. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you indeed.
That's retired Lieutenant Colonel Dan Harvey speaking to us this morning on this very special 75th anniversary. If you have a story to tell us, feel free, 02890 333 105, 02890 333 105. And of course, it took quite a while for the Irish to fully accept the contribution made in the Great War, the First World War, and equally as long in terms of arguments and debates and discussions to accept the contribution made in the Second World War, when you think about the amount of rhetoric there's been across barroom tables right up to the highest echelons of society and political position. But the recognition of heroism is something that is hugely, hugely important. It's coming up on 10:45. If you're just joining us, good morning.